I'm Kate Wells with Michigan Radio. The Michigan Innocence Clinic says a wrongfully convicted man has served nearly 20 years in prison for a murder he didn't commit. Lamar Monson was convicted in the brutal killing of a 12-year-old girl in 1996. But attorneys with the Innocence Clinic say Monson was forced into a false confession and that new evidence points to another killer who's currently living freely in another state. Lamar Monson and Christina Brown were both selling drugs out of the same apartment in Detroit in 1996. Christina Brown was just 12 years old. One winter afternoon, Monson says he came back to the apartment and found a trail of blood leading to her unconscious body on the bathroom floor. Monson says he started banging on doors, yelling for someone to call 911. Police found a bloody knife and concluded that Christina Brown had probably been stabbed to death. They brought Monson in as a suspect, and at first he gave a statement saying he didn't hurt her. But after being held overnight, Monson signed a typed statement saying he had stabbed Christina Brown to death.
There was immediately a problem with that confession.
This is David Moran. He is the founder of the Michigan Innocence Clinic at the University of Michigan. And this, he says, is the problem with Monson's confession to stabbing Brown to death.
Christina Brown was not stabbed to death. That's what the police believed at the time that Mr. Monson was interrogated. But actually, an autopsy that came out revealed that she had been beaten to death and her skull had been crushed.
The probable murder weapon, the ceramic lid of the toilet tank in the apartment. Police lifted fingerprints from that toilet tank but couldn't identify them. And Lamar Monson's family has always said he was tricked into signing that confession and that he was told he could go home if he just signed these papers. A year later, the homicide inspector who oversaw Monson's investigation was removed for illegally obtaining confessions. Still, with no other suspects in the case, Monson was convicted. Now, fast forward 16 years to 2012. Attorney David Moran says the case took a massive new turn. A woman named Shalina Bentley walked into the Detroit Police Department
and revealed that her then boyfriend was the murderer of Christina Brown.
We are not going to use that man's name since he has not been charged with a crime, and to our knowledge, he doesn't have an attorney representing him. But Shalina Bentley says her former boyfriend went to go buy drugs from Christina Brown that winter afternoon in 1996.
And he came back and he was covered in blood and revealed that he had, quote, killed the bitch because she had scratched him, unquote.
Bentley says her former boyfriend threatened to kill her and her family if she told anybody. She moved out of state, and when she came back, Shalina Bentley learned that her former boyfriend had moved away too. So she says she came forward to the police. After that, police started investigating the case again. They ran a test on that unidentified print taken from that toilet tank lid all those years ago, and it matched Shalina Bentley's former boyfriend, who is now living in Pennsylvania. The Michigan Innocence Clinic has filed a motion arguing that this new evidence is grounds for Lamar Monson to get a new trial. It's been nearly 20 years since he went to prison.
I knew he was innocent, but everywhere I went, I could get no help. No help. Nobody believed.
Dolores Monson is Lamar's mother. She says the whole family, including his daughter, who is now an adult, is ready for him to come home.
Even at the Thanksgiving dinner table, I always set a plate for him when he calls and talks to the whole family. It just makes us all feel good, but we'll feel much, much better when he walks in that front door.
Meanwhile, the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office says it has seen the Innocence Clinic's motion and will respond in court. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.